Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Jag heter Sandra Rollins.
And I'm Jonathan Rollins.
Och du lyssnar på Perfekta paret.
Hej.
Oj, hej.
Hur mår du?
Bra. Det är 2024 nu.
Yes, time is...
Hur känns det?
New year, new me.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm leaving all of the toxic relationships behind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with that.
Okay.
And that's why I wanted to use this moment to say I want a divorce.
Det skulle ändå vara jättespännande sätt att göra det på.
Like on a pod, on a relationship pod.
Ja, men ask for också divorce. Som inte är live heller.
I know, right?
Så man bara... Okay.
Well,
are you gonna keep that or edit it out?
Nah, but I think it's kind of silly that people do that every year.
New year, new me.
I'm into 2024. I am not bringing
toxic
relationships that don't add value to my life.
Mm. Ja, men det är verkligen man får säga så en gång. Ett nyår får man säga så. Sen får man inte säga det igen.
Okay.
Det är liksom, man har en chans på sig i livet.
Okay.
Vad tycker du?
I think never say that shit. Just do it. Just do it.
Vad tycker du om nyårslöften nu överhuvudtaget?
I like them. I like the concept.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem... I don't know. I don't know if anybody has changed their entire life off of a New Year's resolution. But like New Year being like...
Men man måste väl inte förändra hela sitt liv? Det är väl inte...
You're saying like this year, I'm not gonna eat meat, for instance. Say that's your resolution.
Mm.
You know what? I'm done eating meat. 2024.
Men sånt gör ju folk hela tiden.
Ja, yeah, that's true.
Det tror jag. Men det är värre med de här som du sa nu. Såna där.
Yeah, that's worse than a resolution. I get a resolution though. Because it's almost like a cleansing feeling.
Mm.
It's a holiday that I love because normally you spend it with people that you choose to bring in the new year. With either friends or family or, you know, people that you like. And this time we did a toned down New Year, just the family.
Mm. Vad tyckte du om det?
I liked it. It was nicer than I thought it was going to be.
Mm.
I think it's me that puts this pressure on having a big party and...
Party!
Know, having a big party.
Men du har höga förväntningar på nyår.
It's my second favorite holiday.
Vilken är första favorite?
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It's my birthday. Veterans Day, then Columbus Day. No.
Men du har alltid haft ganska höga förväntningar eller önskemål kring nyår. Jag känner alltså inte längre att jag bryr mig så himla mycket. Jag tycker det är trevligt att göra någonting.
Fuck out of here. Men you don't care.
Nej, men jag tycker att det är nice att göra någonting och planera gärna någonting kul, men jag tycker inte det skulle varit hela världen om vi var hemma ens. Alltså jag tycker inte det. Jag hade typ lagat någon god mat och kollat på något. Jag tycker inte det. Det känns inte så deppigt liksom som vissa kanske tycker.
Mm.
Jag tycker det känns typ ganska skönt in my old age, men när man var yngre så var det ju noga med att man hade någon fest eller att vi var ute eller gjorde någonting.
Well, something weird happened this year that kind of threw things off.
Mm-hmm.
Is that normally, New Year's Eve doesn't fall on a Sunday.
Mm.
So New Year's Eve falling on a Sunday, and my team, my favorite football team, being competitive this time of year normally doesn't happen. And I have a football podcast, so I feel like there's a responsibility to watch all the games. And there were 10 games playing on Sunday night.
Mm.
So it was like...
Du tittade på väldigt mycket amerikansk fotboll också.
Yeah.
Hade det här varit för typ 15 år sedan, då hade jag bara, what? Förstör nyår. Men nu så tyckte jag att det var helt lugnt också.
Yeah, but it was nice, man. I like the room you got us.
Vi bodde
like
på hotell, det har vi inte sagt. Vi tog in på hotell.
Yes.
Mm.
We had a hotel night, just the family.
Mm.
First time we've done that. The kids tried to stay up. They couldn't do it.
No.
And then we had a very, we just had a drink at New Year, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just told me that you love me. And I said, ditto. And but we like watched stand up and watched fireworks.
And then we created our own
fireworks, if you know what I mean.
We did not.
Whereas I lay in the bed and you start having body pains and leave me alone
body to pains.
Get in the bed.
Affasäng var så obekväm.
That was our romantic bring it in the right way 2024.
Yep.
Lust.
Blir inte du trött ibland på dig själv?
Nope. Not a bit. Thanks for asking. Mm. But yeah, I thought it was nice. It was nicer than I expected. It was really nice, actually. And
is it gulligt?
I feel like I'm being patronized.
It was nice. Nicer than I expected. It really nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. I had such a good time. I was like, oh, man. And then the next morning, we went to breakfast as the family. And Bash started a weird conversation that we don't need to get into. But just so y'all out there know, octopuses are aliens and
perhaps from space.
We had an argument. We brought in 2024 with an argument about space octopuses.
YouTube är farligt, hörni.
Yes.
Det är första lärdomen av 2024. Nej, men jag tyckte också det var jättebra. Det var ett trevligt sätt att spendera nyår. Hur känner du, skulle du tycka det var okej om du och jag inte firade nyår tillsammans?
Oh. No, man. We talked about it that night. That or New Year's, I guess, Eve day around midnight. This was the 18th New Year in a row. And I remember the first one so vividly that I remember thinking about having the first kiss 2006. I remember thinking like how we're gonna kiss.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking about that. Like, do you all out make out bringing in a new year? Do you peck? Do you kind of
peck?
Man, I feel like coming at me today.
No,
but I feel like it was like that kind of feel. Like, or is it, what type of kiss are we gonna do? Okay. Oh my gosh, you're kind of new. You know, we're new. We don't know, you know. We met in May. And then I came to see you in October. We saw each other for, what, 5 days? And then I went to my next base. And then a few months later, you came on Christmas Day and hung out with me. And then it was going to be New Year. You know what I mean? It was weird. Like,
väldigt kul. Vi var i Virginia Beach med våra dina vänner då. Yeah. Jag kände inte dem, men jag lärde känna dem. Ja, 18 år. Alltså, det är helt, helt sjukt att tänka.
Yeah, we brought them in.
Eftersom att jag är 18 år.
Oh, Lord. That's a dumb age to say.
Jag skojar, men det
känns... Was it 20, though?
Det känns ju...
Sparkling age.
John säger sådär därför att jag berättade för honom när jag var tonåring så skulle jag välja någon PIN-kod. Då valde jag mina... De åldrarna jag såg mest fram emot 18-20.
Så kul.
Ja, och de levererade. Nej, skojar, jag vet inte, jag kommer inte ihåg ens. Men jag kollade lite runt på Reddit och sådär. Och då fanns det ju flera såhär. Skulle du kunna, would you ever want to celebrate New Year's without your significant other? Du säger nej.
No.
Folk är ju lite roliga. Jag tänkte bara jag skulle läsa några alternativ. Jag skulle inte heller vilja det, vill jag säga.
Okay.
Alltså jag tycker att det känns, det skulle kännas, det kan ju vara nummer ett därför att vi har spenderat så många nyår tillsammans. Men det är någonting också i mig som tycker att typ det är, alltså man firar den typen av högtid med sin partner. Men egentligen så här, är det så farligt om man inte skulle göra det? Alltså egentligen.
But one thing we didn't mention that you did. For the first time ever, you read my horoscope.
Ah, just det.
And I felt that was a little weird.
Varför då?
I don't know, because you know I don't really believe in that stuff.
Jag brukar läsa dem själv, men nu läste jag för dig för jag tyckte det var.
Yeah, it was the first time I had ever been.
Men var det weird?
Because I feel like it's such BS. They didn't say anything.
But you liked it.
I did like it. I thought it was not, I would have liked it if I was a Libra. I'm sure it would have been a nice thing. Well, no matter what, that's what they're going to do. I get it, but I was just like, are we doing this? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was nice. It was a nice thing. Okay. It was really nice. It was really nice.
Whatever. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't celebrate New Year's Eve without my significant other by choice. But if she didn't go out because she had to work or something, then I would go out and enjoy myself.
Huh. Anyway. You don't have kids,
huh? Förmodligen inte.
Yeah.
And then I saw, I've gotten used to it. I own a pub and my wife is a chef in a different restaurant. So we spend majority of festivities apart.
Damn.
Men då har man ju en annan typ av livsstil. Liksom. Då inte, jag tänkte på det när vi var på restaurangen och så. Att de jobbade där liksom, på hotellet och restaurangen. Och ja, då är det det man gjorde den nyår. Liksom.
I thought about it that night with the waiter that was bringing us stuff. And I was like, damn, I wonder what he's gonna do. But he's probably friends with the staff and they're gonna toast at midnight.
Ja, men de var inte heller öppna till midnatt så de kanske hinner ran därifrån. Ja, man vet aldrig. Eller så är det bara, alltså många som jobbar just i den branschen, restaurangbranschen och sånt, de har ju liksom ett liv som pågår sen på natten.
Men, yeah.
Eller true. Hur? Vet du?
Maybe they, what he could have done was bounce past our steaks to us since they were so rubbery anyway.
De var inte rubbery. Jag tycker de var, det var helt okej.
We got spoiled.
Ja, vi har ätit goda grejer så att då har vi väldigt hög standard på restaurang. No, I would not be okay with it. If my girlfriend was too busy to spend New Year's Eve with me, but wanted to go to a party with a different set of friends, then finding a new girlfriend would be my first resolution for 2024. If she has to work due to her job, then that's understandable.
Oh. That's a little insecurity up in there.
Fast, ja, men det är det jag menar. Det är bara intressant ändå hur man känner. För jag tror många känner så att det skulle vara inte okej om ens partner bara, jag vill gå ut med mina kompisar den här nyår.
But I do think it's really important, like that first happy new year with you.
Mm.
It means so much to me to be like happy new year and give you a kiss.
Mm.
It feels like, but it's been the way, it's been the routine for 18 years.
Ja, precis. Det är det jag menar. Jag undrar, alltså man känner så, känner man så starkt för att vi är van vid det, eller är liksom, jag har en känsla av att de flesta som är i ett par tycker att man ska fira in nyåret tillsammans. Right. Alltså att det är viktigt för en, att det har en högre betydelse än vad det liksom kanske har.
Unless men att man, was,
man tycker det liksom.
Unless it was like my boys or your girls, you know what I'm saying, want to have a destination new year. I would, then I'd be like, oh okay, we're doing it like that. You know what I mean?
Men du menar separat?
I, yeah, if you were like, my girls want to go to Thailand for New Year's. Ja. Or
vi hade typ ändå inte gilla. Om du sa det med, hade jag bara, nej, då får ni göra det veckan
efter. And I would understand it. And I'd be like, all right, cool.
Ja. Alltså så hade jag känt.
Ändå I would get it though. But I'm just saying, like, if you said that to me, I'd be like, huh.
Men skulle du inte känna lite kränkt om jag bara, jag kommer göra något annat på nu?
I'm trying to sound reasonable, but I probably wouldn't be reasonable.
Ja, nej, för jag hade inte, jag tror inte jag hade tyckt att det var okej alls faktiskt.
Hmm. Okay. If it was a job thing, then okay.
Ja.
But other than that, look for another husband.
Ja, och det, men det känns ju nästan så. Om du blev bokad till något helt sjukt gig, liksom, som du så här, välbetalt och det var så här viktigt. Ja, då hade jag bara, oh, I get it.
Yeah, like men the big ball drop thing they do here in Sweden.
Men det är nästan, nyår på Skansen. Men liksom, ja, det är nästan den enda anledningen det hade känts okej. Okay. Är det unreasonable?
I don't think it's unreasonable, but we both have similar feelings about, you know, we look alike and we act alike and we think alike.
Det är så det blir efter så här många år tillsammans.
Yeah, it's like when you buy a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You buy it and it looks like you.
Okay.
You marry a person and then they start looking like you and acting like you and thinking like you.
Det är så.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now it's time for relationship.
Okay. Tack.
Would you break up with your significant other before or after the New Year's Day?
Day också.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotta keep that in mind.
How intressant.
A little background.
Always need it.
Appreciate it. I have been very conflicted about when I should talk and break up with my boyfriend of 2 years. Red flag. We've been very distant. They don't say their age or anything. We've been very distant.
Jag skulle också vilja veta när det här skrevs.
Yeah.
Men okej. Okay. Står det någonstans?
No, it doesn't show.
Okay.
But it must have been in December or something.
Hoppas att det inte var liksom juni. But damn, I have to wait.
Midsummer's coming. I need to know what to do about this. Break up.
Innan nyår. Ah.
Or should I wait till after?
Keep going.
We've been very distant for the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see each other. Almost no texts, no calls at all. 2 years. They probably both know.
Mm.
Now that both of us are back from our hometowns for Christmas. Okay, so now we know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Melandaga.
Mm-hmm.
We can meet anytime soon since our apartments are close to each other.
Okay.
I'm kind of sensing that he's avoiding me.
Mm-hmm.
It's always me who had to hit him up and ask if he can come to my place. I understand that he's still very busy with work because his big project needs to be done before the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, this is like December 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I need to go to my parents' house on the 31st for some family New Year's gathering. This might be silly, but to put my mind at ease, I just want to know from you guys, John and Sandra, would you rather to break up with someone before or after the New Year's?
Mm.
I said rather to, just to know that I would never write it like that.
Alltså jag tycker, om man känner så här, alltså man har bestämt sig för att man ska göra slut.
Do it right away.
Exakt. Alltså det känns jättekonstigt bara så här, vad menas, ska de då fira den här nyår tillsammans? Bara,
Happy New Year. And give them your cheek.
Happy New Year. Och sen så några timmar senare bara, we need to break up.
New Year, new me by myself.
Det kommer bli, exakt. Ja, det kommer ju inte bli göra saken bättre, utan snarare tvärtom, att man ska ha en awkward nyårsfirande då.
Yeah.
Det är det här jag menar, folk lägger, och, alltså inklusive mig själv, men man lägger så mycket vikt vid de här högtiderna och de här, alltså att det blir liksom ett datum som man ska förhålla sig till på så mycket olika sätt. Och att bestämma att man ska göra slut, det, sånt här har man ju hört så här, jag måste göra slut innan alla hjärtans dag typ, så att det inte känns så sorgligt typ, eller ska jag göra slut, hur långt innan behöver man göra så att det inte ska kännas för liksom brutalt för de här högtiderna typ. Det blir Men jag förstår ju att man tänker så, men egentligen är det ju ganska,
the only one I've heard that about is Valentine's Day, but it's kind of cynical.
Ja, like,
you do it so you can get the gift.
Alltså att man ska få något.
Yeah, you get the gift and then you break up.
Nej.
Or you don't break up with her, you get her the gift and then it doesn't hurt so bad when you break up with her. It's always assuming that the guy wants to break up.
Jag skulle säga, att man ska ge en
soften present. The blow.
Nej, men
here you go. It's the perfume you've been asking for.
Here's and 12 roses. Now.
And it's over. 12 roses. I put rose petals that lead you out the door. It goes all the way to your car, actually. I filled it up with gas. Happy Valentine's Day. Get out of my life.
Ah, det skulle inte
We've
vara.
Been distant. My project's done at work. Peace.
Jag tycker, jag håller med i alla fall att man ska göra slut sooner than later om man nu har bestämt sig. Det kan ju vara svårt, men hon verkar ju ändå ha liksom beslutat att det är det som ska ske. Då ska man, om man håller på och velar däremot och inte riktigt vet, då är det väl bättre att försöka diskutera saken tillsammans.
Ja. Yeah. I think that's another one of communication, but you're breaking up. You don't need strong communication.
You really don't.
You really don't need strong communication. As long as they understand that we're not together anymore, you could be as poor at communicating as you want to be, or as tactless or rude even. Because y'all ain't got, I mean, 2 years? Mm. Go ahead and send that text.
Nej, inte text.
Happy New Year, it's no. over.
No.
2 years is kind of long.
8 signs.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Your relationship.
8? Are you sure that you found this list?
8 signs your relationship isn't working and whether you should break up or fix it.
Oh, not even New Year related.
Nej.
Just breakup related.
Nu blev det så här. 1, you're always fighting. Real talk.
What?
All couples fight from time to time. Conflict isn't inherently bad.
Okay.
In fact, a total absence of conflict often points to a deeper issue. Mm-hmm. Avoidance, blah, blah, blah.
Sandra. Va? You don't like arguing.
Nej, I don't like it, men jag är inte emot att...
I love it.
Oh, yeah. When a couple fights consciously and productively, they tend to arrive at a better...
Consciously?
And productively.
Okay,
they
we're
tend
gonna
to
fight.
Arrive at better outcomes.
Hey, you, living room, now.
If you find yourself constantly fighting with your partner, then that's almost certainly a red flag. Conflicts that drag on for months, arguments that go around in circles, fights that don't lead to more empathy, intimacy, or better solutions. These are all signs that sometimes it's fundamentally dysfunctional in the relationship. Mm.
I like that.
Ja, another,
I agree.
Ja, men eller hur? Alltså det, och det här har vi pratat om förut. Mm. Att, men någonstans måste man liksom komma fram till, antingen för sig själv eller som ett par, att så här, de här bråken kommer inte liksom, alltså det här handlar om att vi är så olika eller vi inte vill samma saker, eller så, att det faktiskt betyder att relationen inte kanske är värd att fortsätta.
So here's how we're gonna fight. At the end of this, we could say how we're gonna fight in 2024.
Yeah.
Our New Year's fight resolution.
Vi har ju lite fått tips från andra artiklar. Another red flag is when the fighting you engaged in is especially vicious or disrespectful. Mm. Healthy conflict implies a baseline regard for the other person's feelings and perspectives. This type of enlightened fighting doesn't intend to hurt, but to understand.
Enlightened fighting.
Ja, men jag förstår vad du menar.
Yeah.
Vi har ju pratat om det här förut. Alltså
yeah.
liksom,
that's how we fight.
Att man, ja, men man kan vara arg på varandra, man kan kanske tänka saker, men att man liksom inte slänger ur sig vad som helst till sin partner, för att såhär, words matter. Alltså det är ju så.
Like, can you wash, this, Sandra says, can you wash the dishes, you stupid bitch?
Exakt.
But if you say it with that tone, it doesn't come across as harsh. Hmm. And I just take it and go wash dishes.
Bra. What you can do, if you're fighting all the time, especially if you're fighting about the same issues over and over, then the best thing you can do is find a new way to communicate with your partner. Eller hur? Det här har vi pratat om förut. Schedule some time to talk one-on-one, take turns sharing your experiences of the conflict and listen to each other. Det vet vi. Eller hur?
Have we mentioned on here that I have a family member that takes their partner... Or did at the time would have a meet me in the garage.
Ja, exakt.
Have we mentioned it on here?
Det vet jag inte.
But I have a family member that takes their partner and they go to the garage and they argue. Hear them just in there. Blah, 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 and then they come out and then just...
Take this to the garage. Så att man inte skulle förstå.
But it feels like that might be a little healthy. They don't they have children. They don't argue in front of the kids.
Ja, men det är nog ett bra sätt att säga. Det här håller vi inte på med inne i hemmet. Vi går och pratar privat. Det är inte
So what if we have guests?
Men
right
det
now?
Kan bli också så att väldigt obehagligt för barnen om de håller på så hela tiden, så är det som en argument i garage.
Yeah. That family member, they're still together and it seems like a healthy relationship.
Ja, absolut.
So, but it was funny to get a little insight.
Yeah,
it's like, huh, that's a thing, huh? To go downstairs and then it was like a whisper fight too.
When to break up. If you invest meaningful time and energy into resolving an ongoing conflict without any progress, then it's possible that the relationship simply isn't right.
Do they say, like, calendar-wise, when to break up?
Nej.
Wow.
Inte om man ska göra det på eller efter nyår. Nej. Det fortsätter här också såklart att säga att man... it's time to break up if your arguments escalate to physical or emotional abuse, if a partner strikes you, controls you, manipulates you, gaslights you, or otherwise treats you in an objectively hurtful manner.
your partner gaslighting you is time to break up?
Ja, det kan det väl vara. Alltså, och, ja, det tycker jag. Om det är en del av...
What if it's a subconscious gaslighting?
Ja, men då, det tror inte jag. Det är inte det de menar i den här artikeln. Och det tror jag att de flesta människor kanske... Jag tycker så här, gaslighting är ett nytt begrepp.
Mm. Yeah.
Jag tror att man ska vara försiktig med att säga att någon är manipulativ. Alltså, ibland kan man ju göra saker som kan verka som att man... Det är klart, ibland vill man påverka varandra. Man vill få sin partner att förstå ens vinkel och sånt. Och det skulle man ju kunna omformulera till att man är manipulativ eller gaslighter. Men det är ju inte alltid liksom, intentionen är något annat. Jag tror de menar här är ju när det är liksom alltid for the benefit of yourself. Och eller att det är malicious typ. Att man liksom kommer åt något. Ja, men det är jag helt övertygad. Två. There's no intimacy. The lifeblood of great romantic relationships is intimacy. Emotional, intellectual, and of course physical. When that desire for physical closeness dwindles, that is often a sign that the relationship is in trouble. Det är lite hårda ord här, kan jag tycka.
It's not the only thing hard, if you know what I mean. Let's get intimate.
Perfekt. Jag tycker bara att man, det här är...
It's important though.
Ja, men
and
det
it doesn't mean sex.
Det är olika viktigt för olika människor och olika faser i livet. Jag tycker alltid man måste lägga den brasklappen. Det går inte att säga bara så här, så fort man inte har lika mycket sex till exempel, eller intimacy, så är det en relation dömd att
vara över. 3 times a week. If not 3 times a week, then red flag.
Ah, sluta. Of course, all relationships go through cycles and phases. The honeymoon period doesn't last forever. Ja, så de säger det. But when
I'm so scared ours is gonna end.
But... But when one or both partners lose their desire for each other, that's a significant challenge. Det är någonting annat.
That's in the intimacy area, right?
Ja, man har liksom tappat...
I look at it like, if I lose the desire to want to be with you, it's over. But not the intimacy part.
Mm.
Even though I find intimacy to be very important, you know.
Men det var ju det de sa här.
But I mean like...
Det är det de menar. Alltså om du slutar känna överhuvudtaget att du är attraherad eller har lust.
No, I don't even mean attraction. Like, I just want to... When I say I want to be with you, I just want to continue living this life together. Mm. More than I want to keep sleeping together.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm, jag förstår.
But that, to me, that's the one when I'm like, well, it's over. Mm. If I don't, just don't want to be with you.
Nej, exakt. Men what you can do if you're in a relationship like this, the best you can do is to acknowledge the truth and communicate with your partner openly about it. Try to understand the lack of the desire and see if it's mutual or one-sided. Identify the obstacles to desire and intimacy, and most importantly, try to get to the root of the issue.
You got to have that conversation before New Year's. Like that one. You want to have that after New Year, before Valentine's Day.
Mm.
That's a hard one. If I find out you are not sexually, like if you're not sexually attracted to me anymore, and I'm still very sexually attracted to you, that one's gonna hurt.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Tror jag är ganska vanligt att det händer.
Yeah, I know it happens. I'm just saying that don't mean it's gonna hurt less,
because
it's common. Mm. That one's gonna hurt.
Jag tror.
Like if you,
men det är också för att man har ett ego som skulle vara väldigt sårat om det liksom, om det var anledningen till att en relation tog slut.
Like if you were like, I cheated on you because I'm bored, that's gonna hurt less than I cheated on you because I want to finally have somebody on top of me that I'm attracted to. You know what I'm saying? Right? You see what I'm saying? That's just
det
devastating.
Hurtful.
That's a hurtful way to say it, but that's the way I'm gonna hear it no matter what. I'm not attracted to you means I don't want your ugly ass climbing up on top of me anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oof. Okay, vi måste speed up, tror jag.
Oh.
För det där var bara två.
If
an inadequate sex life has become a constant source of conflict for you, or if your partner doesn't want to discuss the issues or make changes, it might be time to consider ending the relationship. Okay.
Yes.
Tre. Truth has taken a hit. Nej, inte truth. Förlåt. Trust has taken a hit. Intimacy in a relationship also depends on trust. If you cannot fully depend on a partner, and if you don't have confidence in their feelings or actions, the relationship will always be on the rocky ground. Of course, different couples have different needs when it comes to trust, and different partners need to trust each other in different ways. There's emotional trust, being able to rely on someone, not feeling judged or abandoned, and not worrying that they'll carry on with other people. There's logistical and financial trust, believing that a partner will do what they say they will and follow through on commitments and act responsible. And there's physical trust, feeling safe with the other person, not feeling threatened or manipulated in any way. Huh. And of course, there's the baseline trust that you and your partner share the same feelings and values and perhaps goals.
I never looked at trust so deeply. I never looked at that so deep. I just thought trust is, I think you're not going to break my heart. You know, I trust you with my heart. But not like the financial trust thing. Never thought about that as a trust issue.
Nej.
More as a...
Men det kan det ju verkligen vara. Och såklart jätteviktiga grejer i en relation, i en långvarig relation, om man lever tillsammans, kanske har en familj. Och det måste ju finnas där, att det känns stabilt.
I like it.
Ja. If the trust in a relationship has been broken in some fundamental way, then it might spell the end of the relationship. Every couple has different values and thresholds for conflict, of course, but some acts tend to spell the end of a relationship.
Yeah,
I
know that.
Fyra. Men vi kör på. Jealousy is getting the better of you.
That kind of falls into
trust. To be in a romantic relationship is often to feel fiercely protective of your partner and to want to feel secure in your exclusivity. But when those feelings of appropriate protectiveness and exclusivity tip over into insecurity, suspicion, and control, they become toxic. And that's when jealousy can infect a relationship. Then the relationship is no longer a secure enjoyment of each other's company, but a desperate attempt to keep the other person from leaving.
See, so I'm glad I took the high road. When you were, like, lusting after that guy.
Alltså, det är så dumt.
I don't want to get mad. Go to number five.
Jag orkar inte med det. A jealous partner should consider breaking up with someone if they discover that the other person is actually fueling their jealousy in unfair ways and isn't willing to at least consider their behavior.
So, wait. That feels like it takes a little bit of responsibility off the jealous person, right? Because I feel like, to me, being a jealous person is kind of problematic. It's unfair to your partner, especially if your partner hasn't done anything wrong, but you just have trust issues or jealousy issues. You know what I mean? I feel like you gotta have some responsibility on that person.
Absolut, det är väl deras, men det måste ju också finnas en gräns för hur mycket man kan stå ut med. Och sen hur mycket man själv orkar med. Är man liksom hela tiden jättesvartsjuk, då kanske man faktiskt inte ska vara i en relation, utan jobba på sig själv och sina osäkerheter liksom. Och
Or get an ugly partner.
Jättebra tips för 2024. 5. You don't spend much time together. This sign of a troubled relationship might seem so obvious as to be unnecessary, but it's worth calling out. If you and your partner aren't spending meaningful, consistent, high quality time together, then the relationship might be struggling.
I get that.
What does spending quality time together actually mean? Well, that depends on the couple, but in general, quality time includes having meaningful, intimate, important conversations, having fun together, laughing, exploring, trying new things, creating experiences together, and being physically intimate. Det är det de säger här.
Okay.
Again, every couple is different. when to break up?
Quality, this is related this
sign,
to quality.
Oh, exactly. This sign generally points to one thing. If you simply don't enjoy spending time with your partner, maybe even trying to get out of spending time with your partner, your goals or priorities have changed, or you're more interested in other people. Especially other potential romantic partners. Yeah, obviously. Then the relationship is probably coming to a close. You can't have a successful relationship with someone you don't enjoy being around.
So if somebody like dives into work.
Men också so för att komma undan från sin partner. Ja, det är klart att det inte känns jättekul och hälsosamt. Makes sense. 6. Your emotional needs aren't being met. When your partner isn't fulfilling your emotional needs for closeness, honesty, love, support, safety, affection, and so on, that can lead to loneliness or resentment, which are poison to any relationship. Of course, that doesn't mean that all emotional needs must be met within one romantic relationship. Friends and family can also fulfill important functions there. And we can certainly have our needs met by different people. But when a romantic partner doesn't fulfill certain key emotional needs, that's usually a sign that something is not working.
I like that. I like that they added that part too. That like, don't put all that burden on your partner.
Burden.
Yeah, you don't want to put the entire burden, which is what it is, an entire burden of the.
Men det kanske inte alltid känns som en burden. Men jag förstår vad du menar. Det är mycket jobb, alltså det är mycket att lägga på en partner att man ska liksom fylla varenda funktion.
Exactly.
When to break up. If these conversations help you and your partner become more emotionally available and attuned, then the relationship could very well survive and get stronger. But if these conversations prove that your partner can't or won't be more available to you, or that you can't be there for them, then they probably spell the end of the relationship. If there's a significant mismatch in values around these emotional needs, then it might be time to part ways.
Girl.
7. You're considering cheating, or you already have. Unsurprisingly, cheating in a monogamous relationship. Say I fail.
No, you said it right. Okay. It's weird that you got confused by a word that we say on this podcast.
Monogamous.
Once every 3 weeks.
I think it's also constant. Relationship is a serious red flag. It points to real issues and creates additional dysfunction and conflict in the relationship. Det är ganska långt
här. And it was kind of obvious too.
When
to break up? Let me guess. When you or your partner cheated and you are in a monogamous relationship.
Nej, if you're consistently cheating on your monogamous partner and you're not making any progress towards resolving it, then it's probably time to end the relationship. Sticking around isn't fair to your partner, and it's probably not bringing you closer to the insight and growth you need. Take time apart, get some clarity, figure out what is driving you to the impulse of cheating. Ja, men det känns väl också logiskt om det inte är något man är överens om, eller om man har pratat om det och fortfarande inte gör några förändringar. Det är klart att det är som med alla problem man har. Man måste ju vilja förändras.
Or peace out.
Exakt. 8. Last one.
Oh, it ends. Okay.
There is no possibility of change.
De ska alltid, so it could have been 7.
De sista ska alltid vara pulling teeth. All relationships require growth to survive. If both parties are willing to evolve in response to new challenges and opportunities over time, a relationship can evolve with them and continue to thrive. But if one or both parties don't want to change or are evolving in very different directions, then the relationship would usually fall. Ja, såklart. Det är ju liksom summan av det de har sagt här, eller hur? Mm. If a partner won't change in ways that would be best serve the relationship, then you probably have a good reason to break up. Ja, det var det. Vad tycker du om göra slutlistan?
Oh man, that's great.
Nej, men vadå, tyckte du inte det?
No, I thought that kind of a little redundant. Yeah, a little redundant too.
Mm-hmm.
But it all makes sense, man. It's...
Ibland tror jag det kan vara bra att komma ihåg också, alltså som vi har sagt förut, men man ska jobba liksom på sin relation, och det är relationsarbete, något man får hålla på med liksom, ibland väldigt aktivt och ibland
subconsciously.
Ja, precis. Men när det inte leder någon vart, eller man har inte känt att det känns bra, då kan man ju fundera på den här listan.
In 2024, I'm gonna really try to keep working on our relationship. That's my resolution.
Vad sa du?
In 2024, I'm gonna really work on our relationship.
Ah, vad fint. Vad ska du vilja göra då?
I wanna be a good communicator.
Okay.
And I wanna like actively focus on making sure that I'm meeting the needs that you need met.
Beautiful.
And you?
Same. Right back at ya.
Right back at ya. Ditto.
Ja, men vi ska inte bara prata om att göra slut i den här podden.
No,
prata om,
man.
Hur man liksom...
No, but a lot of it's like seeing when to break up, but the signs that breakup is on the horizon.
Mm, och att man behöver jobba på sin relation.
If you want to be together, yeah.
Mm, verkligen. Ja, men jag ser fram emot 2024. Jag ser fram emot det som vi ska göra i vår relation.
Valentine's Day.
Vårt liv tillsammans och de saker vi gör själva.
Mm-hmm.
Och
intimacy.
Ja. Yeah, definitely looking forward to that.
One thing that I really liked was the different parts of trust. That's something I learned from that list.
Mm.
I like that. I like that a lot. So I'm carrying that with me.
Härligt.
Thanks for that.
Jag kan klippa ut och lägga in det i avsnitt på Instagram.
Nice.
Ja, men jag tycker vi klarar det här, va?
Feels
hoppas
good,
alla
man.
Har haft ett härligt nyår.
Yes.
Och att ni är med oss i den här, på den här resan.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship.
Yes, and hopefully that your journey is going well as well. I'm looking in the camera. We have a camera on right now.
And,
oh my lovely wife.
This is the focus I'm gonna
I'm focusing on this. 2024. Just looking at the wrong thing.
Tack så hemskt mycket för att ni har lyssnat.
Thank you.
Bye.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.